Today, Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, the CFPB, what's that? That's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, finalized a rule limiting credit card late fees to $8. The average credit card late fee today is about $32, so this will reduce that by about 75%. I'm going to get into all of it here. I'm going to go over the actual announcement from the CFPB. But first, I just want to talk about why am I doing this? I'm a tax guy, right? I usually talk about tax stuff, tax debt, and that's true. And that is the focus of this channel. But I know that many of my clients who are struggling with tax debt also struggle with credit card debt. So if that's you, I hope what I'm going to share with you today is helpful and encouraging to you because in a small way, it will improve your financial situation. All right, so here's the headline. This is directly from the CFPB. CFPB is like an independent federal agency of the United States government. Its role is to, well, as the name says, protect consumers when it comes to financial matters. So, CFPB bans excessive credit card late fees, lowers typical fee from $32 to $8. They say this will save American families more than $10 billion in late fees annually. So that's $10 billion, that's out of the pockets of the big banks and back in your pocket. They say this will be an average savings of $220 per year for the more than 45 million people who are charged late fees. See, the whole point of like a late fee for a late payment is so that the individual or the party or the company that is owed money and was paid late can recoup their costs, right, associated with the late payment. Be that collection costs, maybe a little bit of, you know, lost interest, right, that they could have made if they had been paid on time. It's not something to be taken advantage of. And the position of the CFPB is that credit card companies have taken advantage of the existing late fee rules such that they've raised late fees to an amount that goes well beyond their mere cost that they incurred as a result of being paid late. And in fact, in 2010, right, there was this CARD Act. And the point of the CARD Act was to say banks could only charge fees that recover the bank's costs associated with the late payment. However, there were some safe harbors with the CARD Act saying that they could charge 25 for the first late payment and 35 for subsequent late payments, with both amounts to be adjusted for inflation each year. And maybe those were fair back then, those amounts, right, when it came to collection costs, because there was more paper mail going out regarding credit card collections. Fewer people were opting in to paperless delivery. But, you know, they're saying that now credit card companies have moved to cheaper, more digital business processes, right? Most people get their credit card statements electronically. They can pay electronically. They're not paying over the phone as much anymore or writing a check, both of which require more employees, right, to work a mailroom or to answer phones. More payments and things like that are being done on an on-demand electronic basis. So it stands to reason that if the whole point of late fees is to simply recover the bank's costs associated with late payment, that now that the cost for collecting payments are lower now, as we go more and more digital, bank fees and late payment fees and overdraft fees and things like that should be lower as well. And yes, they're going after overdraft fees as well. Today's announcement just pertains to credit card fees. Before we get too deep into this video, when does this go into effect? So this goes into effect 2 months from the date this rule is recorded in the Federal Register. They think it'll be recorded in the Federal Register in a few weeks. So we might be seeing this rule take effect somewhere around the beginning of June, okay? This rule applies to the largest credit card issuers, those with more than 1 million open accounts, right? So, you know, we're talking all the major name brands, right? They have millions and millions of accounts, right? Amex, Visa, MasterCard, things like that. And the banks too, right? You know, Chase, U.S. Bank, Bank of America, whatever. Like the big ones, right? It's covered. Maybe there's some small little credit union, right, that has less than 1 million open accounts. Okay, well, maybe maybe not, right? But for the big boys that most of us have credit cards with, this will apply to that. And this amount won't be increased for inflation. It's $8. That's what it is. And it's not going to be automatically adjusted annually for inflation. They say that the CFPB will be in charge of potentially raising this fee periodically. The CFPB will monitor market conditions and adjust the $8 late fee immunity threshold as necessary. So, and they're saying that, you know, these issuers will be able to charge fees above the threshold as long as they can prove the higher fee is necessary to cover their actual collection costs. So, you know, the safe harbors previously were like 25 and 35, which I think have, you know, for inflation are now like 31 and 41, I don't know, something like that, right? They just kind of lowered the safe harbor to $8, right? Saying the credit card company could charge more as long as they can prove the higher fee is necessary to cover their actual collection costs. I don't think very many credit card companies are going to go through that hassle just for a few bucks. They're probably going to go with this $8 safe harbor that the CFPB is imposing. Now, obviously, with this rule, there's going to come challenges, right? One is a political slash legal challenge, right? Which is going to come from Republicans, that the CFPB is overstepping its legal authority here, right? Their argument's going to be, look, when you sign up for a credit card, you sign the credit card user agreement, and you agree to pay whatever fees the credit card company has in that document, right? So why should the CFPB, which is not Congress, which is not a law-creating entity, why should it be able to unilaterally cap fees at a certain amount that, you know, historically, previously, two willing parties, you know, the bank or the credit card issuer and the cardholder agreed to, right? So that's going to be their argument. Right. The other argument is going to come from the banks themselves and maybe some kind of conservative economists. And they're going to say, well, look, these lowering the average credit card late payment fee, what's that going to do? That's going to encourage people, some people, to pay late who wouldn't otherwise pay late if the fee was higher. And instead of being a benefit to these people that this rule is intended to help, it's actually going to hurt them. Because now they'll be less incentivized to pay on time because the fee's only $8 as opposed to, you know, 30-something or 40-something, right? And that will lead to even more credit card debt over time because, you know, there's more interest accruing. And that'll lead to just a worse financial situation for them, right? It's kind of a stretch, right? Credit card fees lowered, you know, credit card cardholders most affected negatively, right? It's kind of a weird kind of logic, but, you know, I'm sure it makes sense to some people. So, you know, look out for this in the news. I'm sure there's going to be more coverage about this as these legal challenges to the CFPB ruling come across the courts and as that beginning of June effective date comes closer and closer. We don't know exactly when it's going to be effective. We just know it's going to be effective 2 months after this is actually recorded in the Federal Register. It's expected to be recorded in the Federal Register in the next few weeks. So, you know, let's say April 1st, maybe. 2 months from April 1st is June 1st. But what do you think? Should the CFPB have the authority to unilaterally change the rules when it comes to credit card fees that previously to, you know, agreeing consenting parties have agreed to in the name of, you know, throwing out junk fees and protecting consumers, or something like this, you know, better probably left to the free market? Or, you know, or is there a middle ground here where you're saying, well, if there is a change in the game here when it comes to credit card late fees, it should come out of Congress, right? Those that we the people have elected to represent us to change laws and things like that. Let me know what you think in the comments. I don't think I have any other real videos related to this. I have my typical tax relief stuff here on the left-hand side of the screen. If you need tax help, you have tax debt, you have unfiled tax returns, reach out to us at Choice Tax Relief. You can visit us by clicking this little button that should appear right here. All right, folks, thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.